We are learning Mesechtes Nedarim, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, and we're starting a brand new parak, parak Ein Bein Hamuda. Zok the Mishnah, Ein Bein Hamuda Hanom Mechaveiroi, Lemuda Hamenu Meichel, El Adrisa Saragel. There's no difference if a person is Mada Hanom from his friend, or if he's Mada Meichel from his friend, which means he tells his friend, you can't have any Hanom from me. Or, I won't eat anything from you. The only difference between the two is drisus haregel, which means that if you're mada hanof from him, you can't even walk through his property, take a shortcut through his property. But if you're mada from him, Michael, then you could walk through his property. But kelim sheinosav ha'echel nefesh. Another afkamin is kelim that don't have shaychas ha'echel nefesh. So then, those are the only two afkaminis, but everything else is the same. For example, like the Mishnah goes further, hamuda Michael mechaveiroi, lo yeshalenu, if you say, you tell your friend, he can't have enough from you, so you can't lend him a sifter, a nap of a kivra, rechayim, or a tanner, you can't. But you could lend him a shirt, a ring, a talis, or nezomim, or jewelry. You could rent, you could all those things, you could lend him. Again, so the case is like this. Let's say you have Reuven and Shimon. I'm Reuven, and I tell Shimon, you can't have enough of me at all. So then, Shimon can't even walk through my property. And he can't borrow any kalim from me. But if I just say, you can't have enough of Michael from me.
What's that?
First of all, I don't know which question I want to ask. Let's forget the clause where it says. But if you say, you can't have eat from me, so then, you could walk through my property, and you could have kalim from me, but you can't borrow from me a nap of a kfar rechayim v'tana. I ain't gonna ask me a nap of a kfar rechayim v'tana. What's the chiddush? Is that something to do with Michael? What's the chiddush of that? So the Ran speaks out. The chiddush of these four things are they don't think it's dafka kalim like pats that you actually cook the food in, or maybe a spud like a stick that you cook that you roast things on. But you would think that maybe a nap of a kfar, which are things that you sift, or a chayim is a grinder. You would think those things are not directly, it's a step away from the food, it's gairim de gairim. It grinds the food, and you put the food into the pot, or you put the food into the oven, so maybe it's a step away. Kamashal, even that is also altsbud menu Michael. Now, what's the chiddush of tanner then? So they speak out, tanner also is a case, we're talking about a tanner, you don't actually put the bread on the walls of the tanner, you put a pot into the tanner, or you put a spud into the tanner, the chiddush is, even though that's one step away, it's still also. But you could lend him if you're mother of Michael, chalak with the bas and tals. Now, what's the chiddush of that? That might not be a chiddush, like we'll see in the Gemara, it might not be a chiddush. So now, really, you have to really explain how Michael, when you say, I'm not going to, he can't have any hanos, achila from me, that means he can't even borrow a rechayim or a pat from me. Why not? I said food. And that the Gemara will talk about also. So there's a lot of chiddushim going on in our Mishnah. We have to explain our Mishnah better. Yeah, that's also a chiddush. We'll see the Gemara right away. The Gemara mind Tana. Well, who's the Tana holds that if you aser Hanoah, you can't walk through his property? Even something that anyone doesn't care about, still aser by a muda Hanoah. That means, usually a guy does not care if someone walks through his property. If it's not the time when he's planting, he's doing Zaria, no one cares if the guy walks through his property. So therefore, that I let you walk through my property is not even called a Hanoah. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, even a vitor, even something that I do for everyone, is still called Isser Hana. It's still called Hana, and it's still Asr if you move the Hana from this person. But the Rabbanon argue. Now, the Ran asks that it's Mashvat Alfira Rabbanon, the Rabbanon are Matir. Why? Because you don't care about it. And he asked, and the Gemara Cheskabat is Mashma, that most people do care. It's only by Shutvim they don't care. So the Ran answers that there's a different level in the Gemara Babasra. They're to went parking there. Let's say a guy wants to come in and stay there for an hour. So that, every person is makbid. Here we're talking about just walking through it. And that's where that no one's makbid. And that's the machloikis is vita osa mudana. But sitting in the property for an hour, that even according to the Rabbanon who hold that vita is not osa, but that here, that will be osa. Because staying in the field, staying in a property for a while, that everyone is makbid. That's called, like the Ran calls it a amada. Someone who stands there, who sits there, that would taka be a problem. L'kuli amo be aser. Zok the Gemara vayit. It's in the Mishnah. Hamudu Michael mechaveru lo yishlenu napa v'kvaro. It says, if you mudu ben a Michael, speak the Gemara, v'am a Michael nadar. Why can't I lend him my sifter. I said he can't have anos achila from me. He can't have hanah from my food. Now, Zokteran, that since he added on the extra word hanah samaychel, he meant to aser more than just the food. He meant, because he wanted to say hanah samaychel. See, he added extra words, hanah, the hanah of the maychel. So usually you say, like Mordechai said, just say maychel. Just say, you can't have hanah for my food. Since he added on the extra word, he obviously means something more. So Gemara is saying it must be. It means even things that cause the Michael.
You're saying Hanos Michael.
Yeah, you said that. You said that. Yeah, he said those words. Hanos. He said the word Hanos Michael. No, Reuven says Shimon can't have enough on me. Hanos Machal Kala. You can't have enough on me. Or either way, it makes no difference. Hey, made the nether. That makes no difference. Or you want to say here? You said the guy said it on myself. Whatever the case is, Loshon Alai here. Punk says that. But the point is like this: you add on the word Anos Machalki. Ask him with Loshon Alai. I hit a question. So, but that's not the point. The point is that he said Hanos Michael. Unless he asked it on himself. Your Hanos, your Michael on me. Right, that could be. Hamuda hanah mechaveroi lemuda himena Michael usually means your muda hanah means you asking hanah from your friend, whatever. Vakaponim, that was the case in the Mishnah that Reuven was asking Shimon's field from him. That's muda hanah. That's me more correct. That's true. So he says hanah smachol chalai. Reuven saying to Shimon, I am asking myself on the hanah of your Michael, the hanah of your Michael. So since he added the extra word hanah, so therefore it means more than just the food. So Freyta Gemara, still, how do you know it means I can't borrow from him pots? Amos lo yilois chitim v'itin ha-makasa. Maybe it means that I can't chew his chitim and put on my makah. Because that's the case, it's not achila, but it's an os machalcha. How do you know it means akadei kach, I can't borrow pots from him? Amarava, he said an even stronger lashon. Ba'imah hanah ha-mevio de machalcha alai. I'm answering any hanah that brings me to food, I'm answering myself. So therefore, what brings you to food? Okay, all these kederos, sanapa, v'kvara, v'rechayim, v'tana, all those things, aser, is something that brings the food. So akaponim.
How come the Mishnah didn't say if it meant this?
That's a good question. A lot of times we have chesuri mechsu in the Mishnah, so we have to say, we have to say, that's the Mishnah's talking about, because if not, it makes no sense. If someone just asers, he's not going to eat the guy's challen, so then why can't he borrow a pot from him? So obviously, it has to mean over here, he said, Hanah Mavir de Michael Chalai. But the Ram brings down a machloikas over here. If you say Hanah Mavir de Michael, which means you can't use his pots, what about chewing his wheat and putting it on your makkah? It's not eating food, and it's not Hanah Mavir de Michael. It's only Hanos Machalcholai. Is that included or not? So it brings the Machalcholai Rishayim. Some Rishayim say it's included, and other Rishayim say it's not included. And therefore, the Ran says, this is the Piska de Milsa. It says, if you know the Mamachal, if he says, I'm not going to eat your food, he's only Osir Bachila Bavat, and Mutter everything else. If he says, Hanos Machalcholai, I'm not going to have Hanos from your food, then he's Osir Bachila, and he's Osir Bachila, and Osir to chew the Chitim and put on his Makkah. But he could borrow from him a Napa Vigvara. If he says Hanah Mavir de Michael, so that is also ba'achila and also to borrow napa v'kvara, but he could chew up chitim and put on his makkah. That's what Ran puts down the halacha l'maisa. Omra Papa, what about a sack l'havi peiris? He wants to borrow from him a sack to carry his peiris, or a chamar l'havi l'av peiris, or a chamar. He wants to borrow from him a donkey to transport his peiris, a full tzana b'amo in just a basket. Still, the Gemara says, Hanah Hamavir de Michael. That's all usher. It's called Hanah Hamavir de Michael. Why? He's doing a maisa in the food. He's bringing the food closer to me. He's carrying the food. That's Hanah Hamavir de Michael. But it's a shayla. Baira Papa. What about Sus Lirka Velav with Tabas Liroizba and that Mahu? So the Ran learns that the shayla is either means you need a Sus to ride to go get the food or a tabas to show and make it look chashev, and therefore people will give you, sell you food or give you food. So is that called Hanam de Michael? Or, Mifsuk Mezel Ba'arimai? He needs to take a shortcut. The only way to get the food is taking a shortcut through someone's property. Is that called, through this guy's property, is that called getting Hanas Michael? What's the Shiloh? Because here, there's no Maisa in the Michael alone. It's just a grumma. It's a cause that helped me get the Michael. Either I'm getting closer to the Michael de Asus, or I'm getting an easier time buying the Michael de my Tabas, or I'm doing a shortcut to get closer to the food. Is that enough? Be called Hanas from his Michael or not? Ano hamvia de maichel not. That called getting it from ano that brings me to food or not. So let's see my toshimal starving a raya. It says in the Mishnah, hamavashaloi you could lend to him, which means that the Shimon can lend to Reuven in this case choluk v'talis nizomim v'tabois. You could lend to him a shirt or a talis or nizomim or tabois. It says tabois. Tabas, it's a different order in our Mishnah, but same thing. Tabas means a ring. Sechidami, ilay mishal loris boy. If it means just a bar ring, just tam tshrich lemem, you have to say it's pasha. I said food. That's not food. Elalav, afil lirois bem. Even to show with it, even to use it to show to buy food, still it's mutter. So you see that this is called a grama, and a grama is mutter. V'ktani mashiloi. So I'm loyal. I'm shloyal rois. It's not, just to wear stamazai. So what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? No, not a chiddush taka. The reisha loy shloyal. I'm trying to say it, but the reisha said, "You know, I'm borrow these things. So here you could borrow these things. That's what it means. But vada is taka, not a chiddush. So Gemara is not pushed to shayla about something you don't do a mice in the food. Just something that brings you close to the food. Is that us or not? So the Ran says, "In yalacha, boy, there are popular if she does look until the chumra. You go the chumra." You go to Chumrah and you can't borrow it. Zok to Mishnah Vayin, the next Mishnah, which is really continuation of the first Mishnah. V'chol dava she'ein oisim bo'yochon nefesh. Mokim that you let borrow. V'mokim shemaskirim ki yoytze behem is asa. In a mokim, when someone wants to give you a chalak or a tabas, a talis, he charges you money for that, or the stuff that he charges you money for, that you're not allowed to borrow, even if all you did is ask for food. You said, all Shimon's food is awesome. Hanoas, Hamaviyah, De Mayachal, he said. He's not allowed to borrow things from him for free that he usually charges rent. Why? Because that money that he's saving can be used to buy food. That's called Hanoah, Hamaviyah, De Mayachal, Chiddush. So the Mishnah says, Mokim Shvaskim Gaitzim is awesome. So talking about Mechlal De Reisha, Avish E Maskirim. And Mechlal De Reisha, in a case where you ask it all Hana, even if it's not something they charge for, it's still awesome. Mantana, who is that going to? Rav Adabahava, Rabbi Eliezer. It's going to Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Vita is also Bamuda Hana. Which really a little shver, because we already know that from Jesus Regal. What do you have to say now? Not a Raya, because it's Mashman, our Mishnah, Dafka Makam Shemaskirim is Osir. Makam Shemaskirim is Osir, even Hanam and Michael. But it's Mashman, Jesus Saregal, Mashman, Muda Menu Hanah is Osir, even if it's not Makam Shemaskirim, even not Maskirim. So we know that already from Jesus Regal. So if like Taisvis is a print on the side, Taisvis says, Mtaimar, Tanan Chodazimna, but Reish or Eliezer, even though it was Eliezer. So he says, because the lav high you would have said before is talking about a case, Risa Regal, talking about a case where it's taka makbid. He's going through his field, b'shas, when he plants. So you would think Risa Regal is also in a case where he plants. And still, Hanam de Vaichel would not be also. Still be an afghamina between Mudim and Michael and Hanam, Mudim and Hanam and Mudim and Michael. Now, afghamina would be Risa Regal. But we thought the case of Risa Regal would be where you're walking through the guy's property where it's ruining his run. Kamash Malon from the Seifa, they're going to Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore even Vita is Asr Mudana, means any walking through the property is Asr, because of Vita is Asr Mudana, it's going to Rabbi Eliezer. So the Seifa is Megal on the Reisha, that's Tosfos learning. The Seifa is Megal on the Reisha, that we're talking to Rabbi Eliezer, that it's Vita is Asr Mudana.